So good evening, my tasty brownies. This is the Candid Show brought to you by your host Krishna, and we have got Shiram here, so co-host today. So in this episode we are going to discuss about the current controversial issue of a 12-year-old girl getting sexually assaulted by a 39-year-old man. And the main thing about this is about the verdict passed recently, so like by the High Court judge of Mumbai. So like that was very shocking to hear, and it created very big controversy across the social medias, across all the social media platforms, where the verdict doesn't seem to actually appeal to help or like to support all these survivors of sexual assault or like sexual violence. So many survivors have came front and gave their voices against this issue, and this verdict is about a verdict where the Mumbai High Court judge, who is basically a woman, so that was the most shocking thing to hear, as she said that there must be a skin to skin contact from the attacker on the individual. So like the skin to skin contact is only considered as a sexual assault. So like that was the verdict passed. And if some stranger kind of come and press your private parts or like other parts in public over your clothes, that wouldn't be considered as a sexual assault. So like that was the meaning of the verdict, and that was very shocking, and that was very wrong according to our society, where we kind of have all these kind of rapes and other sexual violence in our country increasing day by day. So Shiram, what do you think about this verdict?
So as soon as I heard about this on all of the social media platforms, and I think I heard a lot of these people also were pretty much angry actually, and women who had undergone something like this in their past were also extremely triggered by a verdict like this, because again it was given by actually a woman judge also. So that fact is also something which I think people were kind of triggered about, I guess. And so I think the next kind of thing which I, or like the most important thing which I want to talk about in this entire thing, is that like there are certain rules in the constitution, or there are certain rules which are clearly defined in cases of sexual assault and in case of molestation. So the only problem which I find in this issue or in this kind of a judgment is that, like, why are we trying to find loopholes, or why are we trying to justify something which is clearly wrong? So what do I mean is that we clearly know the man did something wrong. So using different terms such as sexual assault or molestation in this category alone, especially doing this against children, I think it is wrong on all kinds of different levels if you think about it. So I honestly think that the punishment should be obviously severe in any of the case, because again, I think the intent is what matters in most of these cases. I think the details don't, and this is something which I believe in, at least for this kind of an issue, because obviously if these kinds of things happen to a child, the amount of emotional trauma which someone has to endure for them, this is like a scar for them. So lifelong they have to constantly remembered by this ordeal, about this challenge. So again, I think justice must be fairly delivered to people like these. So the only kind of a fault which I, or the only kind of an issue with me, is like, I think we should not give, in the sense that why are we caring so much about the actual details? We clearly know the man had a negative intention in his mind, because obviously if he didn't have that kind of an intention, he would not have done it in the first place. So we clearly know that the man is obviously someone bad, or someone who does not to be in society at least for a considerable amount of time. And again, the amount of punishment which you give to that person is also extremely important in this case. So right now they had given him 1 year jail sentence. So there are various impacts for this, I guess. And before going into the actual impact, I'd like to actually point out to you the Sexual Offences Act of 2003 in UK. And this is one of the sections which actually states that the touching includes touch with any of the parts of the body or through anything. And this is what I wanted to emphasize you on. So there's this Sexual Offence Act in UK, which has clearly, there is a section into which clearly states that the touch through anything is also classified as sexual assault. So the very first thing which I kind of want to, which have become a change in the future, is that I think the POCSO Act, also called as the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, must be changed. or I think we should not have ambiguity in any of these acts which we have right now. Because of the ambiguity alone, we are facing this issue right now. Because if the rules had been written correctly, or if we had considered different aspects, we would have written better rules. So again, it all comes down to the rules or the details or the stuff which is written in the act. So I think rewriting some of this act to the current standards, at least, I think is required. Because obviously, cases like this will definitely increase more and more in society. I don't think there is going to be any sort of fall in cases like this. So we have to be, we have to have some sort of a legitimate or some sort of a concrete system or a law which says which is right and what is right and what is wrong. So in my opinion, this is like a thing which I kind of request, or at least I hope it happens, is that we have to redefine some of the laws or the acts which we have right now and give more power to the victims again. Because obviously, the victims of these sexual assaults and rape cases do not have any kind of power. And obviously, if there are any parties involved which have more power or more amount of influence over people, generally the decision is not in their favor, or at least the case drags on for years together. So there is a lot of changes which the constitution or the justice system as a whole needs right now. But I think we have to be more vigilant in case of children, because obviously such incidents happening to children is extremely hard to listen to. It is very disheartening for certain people, including me. So I hope that there is some kind of a change in the future which has inclusivity in all different kinds of crimes committed against children. So Krishna, go ahead.
So yeah, as you told that this case, basically to explain it, 39-year-old man actually kind of offered a 12-year-old girl to come to his house to offer her some sweets or like some other food item. So like she also kind of at that age, nobody would have known that anyone would have some kind of violent kind of mentality or like any kind of some mindset like that. So like the 12-year-old girl believed him, and she went to his house to whatever he offers to get it. So like that was the time when he kind of sexually assaulted her while she was being under sexual violence. So like he touched her private parts, and that became a very big issue. And they filed the parents of the child filed a case in the police station. And this was happened in December of 2016. So like for more than four or five years it has been, and the verdict has been clearly passed on January 19th of this year, where the women judge of Mumbai High Court has stated that this doesn't come under sexual assault, as there is no skin to skin contact. So like that is obviously a crime, and that is something to be punishable. So like this shouldn't be entertained in society, as we know that our country doesn't have any protection or like any guarantee where the women can go safely in the roads in night or like or at any places alone. So like their independence is questionable, and during this kind of situation, so like such kind of verdict kind of doesn't be in favor of the survivor or the victim. So like this kind of becomes more favorable and more supportive to all these kind of people who have this mindset or like has this kind of thinking about doing some sexual violence against women. So like this will actually kind of trigger the cases, or like all the people would take it for granted, and this will be a very big advantage for them, for those people who kind of sexually assault women. So like they will think there is no problem in pressing their private parts or like keeping hands in their private parts even in public. So like all these kind of men will have this kind of a thought, and we may get many cases in the future. So like this must be strictly governed, and the law must be reversed, and the more punishment should be given against the man who kind of assaulted this 12-year-old girl sexually. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, as you pointed out, Krishna, I think obviously the laws aren't exactly friendly to women or the victims in this case. So I think obviously we should not give men the benefit of doubt in this case, because obviously men can get away with anything these days. So I think more power should be given, or at least there should be some sort of a inclusivity in the law, which gives at least some decent amount of power to women. And most of the times, even if they cases like these come up, they get dragged on for years together, and after some point of time the victim is not even interested to get justice, or in the sense that they just leave all hope, and like the entire point of getting justice is completely lost because the process is so strenuous and so long, you don't even have the interest to actually get justice. So in this case, yes, I think the important point of thing which I think we both wanted to kind of come onto this platform and tell is that I think law must be changed, at least to the current generations, at least I think so, because again our laws are, in the sense, at least in this case, the main problem was, or in the sense that the main issue was, there was a lot of ambiguity in the case, in the sense that there was no touching involved, or touching through clothes, or normally touching, etc, etc. A lot of these details weren't actually listed in the law, so this was the actual problem as to why the judgment came out this way. So I can't blame the judge also in this case, because obviously the judge has to make such decisions only through laws which they have in their hands. So again, it all comes boils down to the fact of having proper laws or having remodified laws. So the only thing which we can hope for in the future is that there is some sort of a overhaul in the justice system of India, and I think it is also very much needed right now, Krishna. So that'll be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening to it. So if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticisms, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below, and make sure you listen to us on Spotify as well. Make sure you share it and follow us on Spotify as well, and make sure you share it to your friends as well. So that'll be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.